Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Ksubas Daf Nun Vav. We left off on the top of Daf Nun Vav Amar Aleph, four lines from the top of the page at Yosef Rav Chanina. Today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, an honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, called about Simcha Shalom, Neshama Shav and Aliyah. We thank Dr. Lander for the continued sponsorship of the Daf Yomi. What we're going to discuss today is, first we're going to pick up on the conversation we were having yesterday about when the Tosefes Ksuba becomes operative. Is it at the time of Erusin or is it at the time of Nisuin? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah had paskin that based on Umdina, we follow the time of Nisuin. So the Gemara is going to spend a bit of time at the beginning of the Daf trying to figure out whether in fact we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah or not. Then the Gemara is going to say, if we do paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, or within the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who says that the Tosefes Ksuba becomes operative at the time of Nisuin, does she gain the rights to Tosefes Ksuba at the chuppah or at the bia? Meaning, what is it about the Nisuin that creates that that sense of his chayvus from the husband to the wife? Is it the time of the chuppah or is it the time of bia? Then the Gemara is going to raise the issue. And what if she had chuppah but then pirsanida? So the fact, or she was pirsanida before the chuppah, so that you had a chuppah but it was a chuppah shein ruya labia. What's the status of that? Then the Gemara is going to discuss, how can a woman write a shovar for a ksuba? Meaning, is it possible that that you can write a shovar for a ksuba, thereby leaving yourself without the takaras masayim for a besula and mana for an almana? That's going to lead to a broader discussion on making a tanai, on a tanai balpeh on a ksuba. And the Gemara is going to talk about, when do the Rabbanan make a chizik l'divrayim yoser mishal Torah? When do we treat dinim d'Rabbanan with more severity than we're going to treat dinim in a Torah, because we're afraid people aren't going to take it seriously, like the takana of ksuba? If it's the Rabbanan, why might it have stricter rules in terms of making a tanai to get around it than dinim d'oraisa would have? And that's going to take us to the middle of Amud Beis, and then in the middle of Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to switch to discuss, does Rabbi Yossi allow, to specifically to focus within the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, does Rabbi Yossi allow being poches lebesula mimasayim ula almana mimana? We have a three-way machlokas tanaim, so we're going to try to figure out what exactly is Shitas Rabbi Yossi and how that's consistent with Shitas Rabbi Yossi elsewhere. So let's begin, again, four lines on the top of the page, on daf nun vav amra aleph. Yassar Rabbi Chedid kamed Rabbi Yana v'kamar halach Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that he said, we pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Amalei, go and teach what you're teaching outside of the Beis Medrash, meaning because that's incorrect. Ain halach Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. In fact, the actual truth is that the halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. The Yefei Einayim writes from the Korban Eida that Rabbi Chanina had Rabbi Chanina's way, his derech, his habit was to be kori b'torah b'beis haknesses. He was his job, I guess, was the balkore. So Rabbi Yana said, go and be involved in your kriyas haTorah, but don't have any esek in halacha. So that's why it's put kri karei klivra. Go do your kriyas haTorah. Find some other base medrash where you can do a kriyas haTorah because you're a balkari, but you shouldn't be involved in psak halacha, because we do not pass the Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. I'm Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Mishum Rabbeinu. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi says, in the name of Rav, Rashi writes that Rabbeinu over here is a reference to Rav, that halachak Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we do paskalak Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Amrav Nachman Shmuel, halachak Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we do paskalak Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rav Nachman Didei Omar, even though Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel that we yes paskalak Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rav Nachman himself held ein halachak Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. When Ardai Mishmed Rav Nachman Amri, halachak Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, but the Naradai said in the name of Rav Nachman that we do paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So the Gemara adds, the Alphag have the lot Rav Nachman va'amr kol dayana didotin Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hachi v'hachi ta'avi, even though Rav Nachman cursed and said that any dayan who does like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, this and this terrible thing is going to happen to him, meaning he said a lashon of klala. It doesn't say, the Gemara doesn't say what it is that he said what happened to him, but probably means that he's going to have an early demise or something like that, and the Gemara just doesn't want to mention it. Afilu hachi halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, even though Rav Nachman was really adamant about this, but nevertheless the halacha is taka like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Halacha lemaisa says the halacha lemaisa, says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. When the Gemara says halacha lemaisa, Rashi points out,
Pshas Kopasik, Shekach Nimnu Vugamru B'nei HaYeshiva, that this Halacha L'maisa is the Mesadrei HaShas saying that you should know by this point in history it's already been voted on, and this is what the B'nei HaYeshiva said. This is an unusually long back and forth, just without making any arguments for the Gemara to do, to just say Halacha, Ein Halacha, tradition this way, tradition that way. You get the impression this is from much later generations, that in the earlier generations they were making the arguments. Over here they were just trying to figure out what the tradition was. It is interesting that Rav Nachman was so adamant that he was going to curse anyone who didn't do like Rav Lozman Azariah. You have something similar to the Beis Yosef writes in Chosh Mishmat Simon Kufman Vav in the name of the Ma'arik, where he discusses a psak halacha about a particular matter, and he concludes v'lo yachlok al zeh ki im ha'ikesh v'psaltol asher lo yada v'lo yavid v'lo igia lo ra'a. Now, the only one who would argue with this is someone who's a complete ignoramus, who doesn't know anything, someone who's stubborn and doesn't know anything about psak halacha. So Beis Yosef disagrees, and he says even though he was so adamant to protect himself from anyone, to fight against anyone who would be cholek, he says lo emna b'shvil zeh milichtov anir ali, that doesn't intimidate me. You can use all the words you want about how sure you are that you're right. I'm still not going to be sure that you're right. Melech shamayimi vein masapanim adavar. I'm not supposed to yield to strong language. I have to call it like I see it. So that's what happens in our Gemara. Rav Nachman is liar than anyone who passes a kabbalah ben azari. The Gemara says you could use all those. That's not how you win arguments in the Beis Medrash. You could use all the fancy words. You could try to be as adamant as you want about it. That's not how you're going to win arguments in the Beis Medrash. In the end of the day, the majority paskin not that way. The majority paskin taka like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So says Gemara by Ravid. Now the Gemara raises a shaila within Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So again, the whole topic was about whether a woman's entitled to the Tosefes Ksuba from the time of the Erisin, from the time of Nisuin. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said from the time of Nisuin. So the Gemara wants to know what is critical about the time of Nisuin. What actually causes the Tosefes Ksuba to become operative? So Nichmas Aluchupa Velo Nivela Mahu. What if you had Chupa but there was no Bia? According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, do you say that she's entitled to the Tosefes Ksuba, or no? It's only Mana Masayim. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that by the Nisuin, the Das Habal is to be makner the Tosefes Ksuba, do we say chibas chupa kona, that it's the chiba that's created between the husband and his wife at the chupa itself, that's enough reason for him to want to contribute the Tosefes, or chibas bia kona? Or maybe the base of Rav Elazar ben Azariah is that we have numdana that it's only the chibas bia that causes the Baal to be mechayiv himself, to be makner the Tosefes to the woman. But if he wasn't boiler yet, even though nichnas al chupa, he's not yechayiv in the Tosefes. So says Mar, let's bring a right. Tashma, Tani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef taught a brisa that explains the sheet of Rav Elazar ben Azariah that there's no Tosefes from the Erisin, that it only applies from the Nisuin. Shlo Kosov La Ela Al Chibas Laila Harishon. The brisa explains that the reason Rav Elazar ben Azariah says that it's only min Nisuin because he only writes through the Tosefes because of the love generated by the Laila Harishon. So what does that mean? Yeah, Bishlam Chibas Chupa. If you're talking about Chupa Kona Hayinu Da Amar Laila Harishon, I understand why you would call that the Laila Harishon, because a Chupa only happens on the Laila Harishon. There's only one wedding night for each marriage. Eli Iam Chibas Bia Kona. But if you're going to say that it's Chibas Bia Kona, so why would the Brice use the term Laila Harishon? What about other nights throughout the rest of their lives? Bia Belaila Harishon Isa Mikan Ve'elach. Lessa? Does Bia only happen on the first night and no future nights? Chibas Bia is an ongoing thing throughout the relationship. So the Brisa should have said Shlo Kasav La Ela Al Chibas Bia. So the fact that it says that Laila Rishon is an indicator that where Blessed Ben Azariah is actually focused on is not the Chibas Bia, it's the Chibas Chupa. So when he talks about Nisuin, he really means the Chupa. So says Mara, what? And it works so well if you say that it's about the chuppah, the elamai chuppah. What, you're going to say that the chippas chuppah is what's really kona? It still doesn't fit the wording so well because it says chippas laila harishon chuppah balaili isa be a mama lesa. Does chuppah happen only at night and not during the daytime? I mean, I've been to three weddings this week. Generally speaking, they happen in Beit HaShemashos, right around this time. So does chuppah happen only at night and not as fun to watch all the different hanhagos of Masada Kedushin and how to date the ksubas when it happens. But does chuppah happen only at night and not during the daytime? Chuppah is during the daytime as well. So I ask the Gemara Ulutameich l'shitascha that the lashon of laila that's mentioned in the brisa is klape the bia, something that's done dafka b'laila, bia b'laila isa bia mamalesa. Is that true about bia either? Meaning what? So you want to say that choose the other option, that it's talking about bia? That language doesn't fit any better with the bia. Bia doesn't happen only at night either. Why? Because v'amarava imhaya b'bayis afel mutter, that there is a halacha, you're not supposed to have bia with the lights on when it's light outside, but you can, if it's a bayis afel, if the shades are drawn, it's dark, even though it's during the day, it's mutter l'shamish mitaso, even b'yom. So why would the brisa say the word laila anyway, even if it's talking about bia? The Gemara Maseches Nida Daftes Zayin says, "Amar Rabbi Yochanan Asa LaAdam L'Shamish Mitaso B'Yom." They are not allowed to tashmit during the day. My crush, then Amar Yavad Yom Ivalid Bova Laila Amar Horagever. So Laila is Nitan Lihirayon, and Yom is not Nitan Lihirayon. That Laila is when a child should be conceived. Daytime is not when a child should be conceived. Whereas Reish Lakish Amar Mehacha Boz Adrach of Yomus, and the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Chisa Asa LaAdam L'Shamish Mitaso B'Yom." Shneamar V'Yahafta L'Reacha. That from V'Avta L'Recha Kamocha we learn Nisra of Tashra Mita B'Yom. So the Gemara says, well, my mashma, how do we see from V'Avta L'Recha Kamocha, what does one got to do with the other? So the Gemara explains, Amar Ravai, Shemi Yiraba Dover Maguna V'Tiskana Olav, that if you see too clearly, so you can see something that you find unattractive, and then you're not going to have the proper sense of desire and ahava during the Tashmish. So Amar Ravuni Yisrael Kedoshim Meim Neim Sham Shem Yitzisayan B'Yom. Amar Ravavim Hayabayis Afel Mutar, that if it's a bayis afel at the end of the day, the Gemara says it's mutter. V'talmud chacham mafil b'mitasu mashamish, and talmud chacham doesn't even need a bayis afel; he just needs to. He's trusted to put a blanket over him, a cover over him, so it will become dark and that he won't see particularly well. So, bottom line is, our Gemara is saying it's mutter to be mashamish mitasu v'yom under the right conditions. So why would he use the term Laila? For Chuppah, it certainly makes no sense to use the term Laila, because Chuppah could just as easily be during the day. And even for Bia, it doesn't make sense to use the term Laila. So it says Mara Halo Kasha. Now, the word Laila could fit Bia, because Orachara Kamash Malan, the Bia Belaila, that the normal Derech Eretz is that Bia is done at night, not during the day. It's only in unusual circumstances that Bia is done during the day. Elo Chuppah Kasha, but if you hold that it's referring to Chuppah, why would it say Laila if it's referring to Chuppah? So says the Gemara really Chibas Chuppah is Kona, and even if you say the Brisa is referring to Chuppah, Chuppah Nami Lo Kasha, the word Laila is not a problem, given the Stam Chuppah Lebia Kaima. The Chuppah is meant to lead to Bia, it's supposed to be a Chuppah Haru'iya Lebia, so Orachara Kamash Malan to Belaila. So the Derech Eretz is that you should do it Belaila, the Bia is after the Chuppah, is right after the Chuppah, and therefore we refer to Laila. So therefore the word harishon that it says in the brisa, laila harishon, is actually referring to chibas chuppah. So it says Mar Bai Ravashi nichnas al chuppah v'pirsanida mahu. What if she was nichnas al chuppah and she was pirsanida, that now she's not ro'i libia? And then the husband dropped dead. Is she entitled to the Tosefes Ksuba? So according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that she gets the Tosefes through Chibas Chuppah. So im timtzi lomar, if you're going to be Makriya the previous suffix, and hold that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says Chibas Chuppah Kona, that it's the Chibas Chuppah that entitles her to the Tosefes Ksuba. So that's Chuppah Dechazi Labia. That's only if it's a Chuppah that's Ra'ui Labia. But if they never had Bia, so then Aval Chuppah Delo Chazi Labia, but a Chuppah where she becomes a Nida right away. So the Chuppah was not Roy Labia, low. So maybe Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would say that Chibas Chuppah is not Kona, because the Ikr Chibas Chuppah is the Bia that comes afterwards. Or maybe even by a Chuppah that's in a Roy Labia, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that she would be Kona. So the Gemara leaves this teku. The Gemara leaves this question unresolved. There are two ways of reading the Shaila in the Rishonim, right? The Ritva reads it the way we read it, that she became a Nida Anida after the chuppah, that as the chuppah was happening, she was not yet Anida, because if she was Anida before the chuppah, then for sure he's not makna the Tosefis to her. However, not all the Rishonim learn it that way. Many of the Rishonim learn, no, he's going to be, maybe he's makna the Tosefis, because now they're married, now there's a Nisuin, even though there's no Bia immediately on the horizon, it's not a chuppah hara'ui l'Bia, but now there's their relationship is one where there's a heter Bia, even though her present status does not allow for a heter Bia. Right? We have a big machlokes rishonim, what exactly chuppah is. We refer to many times in this masechta already. One possible shita is the yichud room, that the yichud room is the chuppah. And yichud in general, whenever we talk about yichud, always needs to be yichud ra'ui l'biyah. A friend of mine was here yesterday, and he told me he was just masechta kiddushin for the first time in his life for a non-frum cousin. He tried to get out of it, he tried to say, I'm not qualified, I can't do this. So he asked me like 1,000 questions in advance about do every detail, and one thing he was prepared, he was ready for everything. One thing he wasn't ready for, he shows up to the wedding, a dog walks down the aisle, bow tie and everything. Their dog walks down the aisle. And then it comes time to go into the yichud room. We want the dog with us in the yichud room. It's our child. He's going to come into the yichud room with us. So he said, I don't know what to do. So I just said, okay, you want the dog in the yichud room. But he said, I was thinking, yichud aray lebiya, also the shayim shmitasim, if nevi kava bal chai, is it problematic? It's probably not problematic, but an interesting experience for sure. So there is a discussion in Poskim, is chuppah really supposed to be belaila? The Gemara says that it's orachara kamash malan, that it's that since the chuppah leads to the bia, and the bia has got to be is normally belaila. Doesn't also the bia, as we said, also doesn't have to be belaila. It's normally belaila, so the chuppah is also belaila. So Maram Shif explains the maskaras haGemara, the derech is that bia belaila, but it's not the derech that chuppah is belaila. Even though the Gemara says chuppah nami orachara that it's belaila, it doesn't mean that the chuppah kipshuto, it means that what the chuppah leads to is belaila, and therefore we use the term laila arishon. However, Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes that it's mashma that they used to always make the chuppah belaila, and he says it's mashma that way from what the Gemara is going to say in tomorrow's daf, that sof chuppah is tchilas bia. So in Tshuvas Rabbi Akiva Eiger, he writes about the minig in many places that they would delay the chuppah until nighttime, and they would be makadish belaila, and he says such a practice has no yisod in the rishonim nor in the Yaakov. But in Shulchan Aruch Avne Ezri says that you shouldn't be megarish l'chadchila belaila, and the Makar is from Mary Mintz, who says that a woman who's mekabel get belaila is einu megaresh, according to Mary Mintz, and the same is maybe the same is true for kiddushin. Pashas, why that would be true by gerushin is because it's a ma'isa beizdin, and anytime you have something that's a ma'isa beizdin, so beizdin does not convene belaila. I think they say when Rav Henkin was running all the gittin in New York, he used to do gittin at night, even though there is this chumrah not to be megarish belaila, because he had a job. He was working for Ezra's Torah all day, so he couldn't take off time from his job in order to be mesader all the gittin. So he'd be mesader the gittin at night. He didn't keep this chumrah. I think I once heard that from someone who's involved in gittin. Now there are those that would argue that yeah, but by a wedding also you have a ksuba, and maybe a ksuba is a ma'isa beis din. So as a ma'isa beis din, it should be only done belaila. So that's why Shachta points out that and Sfardim have the practice certainly that when we do ksuba, we make sure that it's not a ma'isa beis din. We make sure that the ksuba says a non sahadi, that it's a statement of edus as opposed to a ma'isa beis din, which that could happen even by yom. Okay, so says the Gemara further now. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ratza Kosev Lubasuva. So we had said in the Mishnah that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to make a ksuba that's pachos mimasayim zuz for a besula or pachos mana for an almana, just write a normal ksuba and she'll write back his kabalti mimachmana. She'll write, I already received the portion of the payment, even though she didn't. So says Gemara v'sav Rabbi Yehuda the kosvin shover. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold like what it says in our Mishnah that she could write a receipt, that you're allowed to write a receipt on a portion of the chov v'atanan? But don't we have a Mishnah? Misha part of a person paid up some of a chol, then he doesn't want to leave the shtar that has the full amount by the malva. So the and the malva doesn't want to return the shtar because he still owed part of the money. So Rabbi Yehuda Amar Yachlif. Rabbi Yehuda says switch out the shtar, meaning the tear up that first shtar, write a new shtar with the balance in the new shtar, but do not write a shover because it's to the detriment of the lova. Because now he's going to have to be shomer the shover from achbarim that it shouldn't get lost. Why should he have the responsibility to watch over a shover? Normally, when you have somebody that owes somebody else money, the guy that's owed the money has to hold on to the shtar. Now, someone's going to have to hold on to the other party's going to have to hold on to the shover. So, Rabbi Yossi Omer Yichtov lo shover. Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Says you can write a shover. It's not such a big deal for him to be shomer the shover. You don't have to tear up the old shtar and write a brand new new shtar. So, it comes out that Rabbi Yehuda holds we don't write a shover in order that we don't not to to require the lova to protect the shover from achbarim. So how could Rabbi Yehuda say in our Mishnah that a husband who wants to be poches from ksubas ishto who writes a shover that says it's kabalti, and we're not choshesh, the woman writes a shover that says it's kabalti, and we're not choshesh that the baal is now going to have to be shomer the shover min achbarim? Meaning, why do we say the same thing? That it wasn't the baal's responsibility. When we give a ksuba under the chuppah, we tell the husband, give this to your wife, and we tell her, now you hang on to that for the rest of your life. It's her responsibility to watch over it for the rest of her life. She normally gives it to her parents and they'll watch it for her till at least the end of the wedding. But someone, it's her responsibility to watch it for the rest of her life. Now it's going to be his responsibility to watch over a shover? So the Gemara answers, Am Rabbi Yirmiyah kishashavarta mitocha. When Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah that the woman writes a shover, it doesn't mean that they that she writes a separate document as a shover. She writes on the shtar ksuba itself the shover that she was mekabel a chelik of the ksuba. And that way Rabbi Yehuda says you write a shover because then the Baal doesn't have to watch over anything. She's still the one watching the ksuba. It's like sometimes if you have a gift card, I get gift cards sometimes to the local farm store. So we will say the gift card is for $100 and I spend $40, so they don't give me a whole new gift card. They just cross out the number 100 and then they do the math and there's $40 left on it. So it's the same card, it's the same chiv shmira on me not to lose it. I'm told that most of the stores love gift cards because most people never redeem them. So it's mamish, just free money. But I try to redeem them. So Amar Abai Amar, I feel another possible answer. I feel the tema b'she'en shovar to mitocha, that even if you say that Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah is talking about writing a shovar not inside the text of the ksuba, nevertheless, it's not a stira in Rabbi Yehuda. Because bishlam ahasam, when a person has actually paid, in the case where a person has actually paid part of the chov, vadei pari, the lova has paid part of the chov to the malva, and because of that, if the malva were to write a shovar to the lova and leave it to for the lova to watch, so we're worried, dilma mirchas tavarta, maybe the shovar will be lost, and then the malva is going to take out the shtar chov that has the full amount, and he's going to collect again money that he's not entitled to. So that's a real concern. But over here, now we're not talking about a case where anything was paid. We're talking about a case where a woman is trying to be nice to her husband and make him not on the hook for the full 200 zuz. So what's the worst that's going to happen? He's going to be like every other husband in the world and have to pay the 200 zuz. But hacha vada yavla. Wait, you can say that he gave her part of the payment? She was just saying words that it's as if she got. See, natre natre, so good. If he wants to save some money, let him watch over the shover. V'ilo natre, you dafsan nafshe. And if he's unable to watch over the shover, so that's his problem. He's the one that's causing himself to lose out. So the Gemara explains why each Amora didn't say the answer to the other Amora, meaning we had two explanations. I thought Rabbi Yehuda says that you can't shift the responsibility by writing a shover and make the other party have to watch the shover. So we had two answers. One answer is, you don't shift the responsibility, you write the shover in the shtar ksuba. And the second, that was Rabbi Yirmiyah. And the second answer was Abaye, was that it's not a big deal to make him watch a shover when he's benefiting, even though he did nothing good over here. He did nothing. He didn't pay any money over here. So Bishlama Abaye Lomak Rabbi Yirmiyah. I understand why Abaye didn't like Rabbi Yirmiyah's answer, because Lo Katani Shovar Temitocha. It didn't say that the shover is inside the Shtar Ksuba. El Rabbi Yirmiyah might have Lomak Abaye, but why didn't Rabbi Yirmiyah want to say like Abaye? So the Gemara answers, because Rabbi Yirmiyah holds that even in the situation of Rabbi Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda does not allow writing a shover, because Gzeira Shover Dahacha Atu Shover De Alma, that even though over here in Achinami the husband hasn't actually paid anything, but we're not going to allow a shover to be written and shift the responsibility, even in a case where the guy could use a little more responsibility in his life because of a gezeira to a regular shofar where the part of the chov actually has already been paid. So now the Gemara discusses Rabbi Yehuda Shita in our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda says that you can write a regular shtar ksuba to a besula, and she'll say is kabalti mimach mana. She'll say I already received a mana. So time of the kasvalei aval alpel lo, that the Gemara is medayik, that the only reason that it works is because she writes to him is kabalti, that I already received. But if the woman didn't write, she said she was just mochel the ksuba balpeh, that wouldn't work. The mechila would not work, and the husband would have to give the full payment of the ksuba. Because since she said balpeh, that is kabalti, and she didn't put it down in writing, it's muchach, she's not really being mochel any portion of the ksuba. It's a harama that the Baal and the Isha are doing together, so that the Baal wouldn't be chayiv in the full ksuba. And since he does have a chayiv to pay the full ksuba, he cannot make a tanai against that chayiv. You're not allowed to make a verbal tanai that's going to get you out of a chayiv. So it says, amai, why when she makes the tanai bal peh, does Rabbi Yehuda say it doesn't work? After all, the ksuba is a davar shebamamon, it's a monetary matter. We know Rabbi Yehuda's shita generally is that davar shebamamon tanai kayin. When it comes to davar shebamamon, you can make a tanai, even a verbal tanai, and it's going to work. Where do we see Rabbi Yehuda holds that a verbal tanai works for a davar shebamamon? Titania, we have a brisa. Homer li isha re'at mukadesh li'al nash she'ein leich alai she'er ksus va'ona. If a man is mekadish nisha and he says I'm being mekadish you, I just don't want any of the responsibilities of marriage. There are lots of husbands like this. I'm happy to be married. I just don't want to have any of the responsibilities of marriage. So I'm asked, I don't have any share ksus va'ona. So I raise a mukadesh as utno batel. They're married, but he still has all those responsibilities. His tanai is not binding, and he's chayiv in the share and the ksus and the ona, because that chiyuv is minatorah. Person cannot make a tanai to pater himself from a chiyuv minatorah. So the tanai is batel, the maisa is kayim. Divrei Rabbi Meir. When a person is masal mashkos b'torah, that we ignore the tanai, and his action is binding. Rabbi Yehuda omer, b'davar shemamon tano kayim. That when it comes to a davar shebamamon, meaning the she'er and the ksus, ona is not a davar shebamamon, that's something physical, but the she'er and the ksus, the davar shebamamon, at least according to some understandings that we had some understandings that she'er, ksus, and ona are all related to tashmish, but if you assume that she'er and ksus are davar shebamamon, so when it comes to those matters that are davar shebamamon, the tanai is kayim. You're allowed to make such a tanai because there's a mechila. So the tanai that he made, not to be mechayiv, the owner is batel, because that's a tsar, that's not neat on the mechila. But the Gemara is asking, how come in our Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda holds it doesn't help to say his kabalti in order to avoid the full payment of the ksuba? After all, masal mashkas b'tor b'davar shemamon, it works. You're allowed to make such a tanai. So answers the Gemara, yeah. Normally a tanai it works for a davar shemamon. The reason it doesn't work by a ksuba is because some Rabbi Yehuda ksuba derabanan. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds ksubas derabanan, a tanai works on a dinta oraisa, but not on a din d'rabbanan. Wait, that's counterintuitive. You would think if a tanai works on a din d'oraisa, it should for sure work on a din d'rabbanan. That sometimes you have that the chacham are more machmir in their own takanos than they are in the dinei Torah, than we are on the dinei Torah. Even though by any chiv that's min haTorah, you're able to make a tanai on a davar shemamon according to Rabbi Yehuda, but by a chiv ksuba, which is only d'rabbanan, we're more machmir that a tanai is not going to help. Because we're concerned that people aren't going to take the Dinim D'Rabbanan seriously, so the Rabbanan sometimes have to come down very hard on the Dinim D'Rabbanan to make sure that they're taken with the utmost seriousness. So that's not always the case. Sometimes, most often, a Din D'Rabbanan is treated with a little less severity than a Din D'Oraisa, but every once in a while, the Chacham got a feeling when they were making a Takana that they needed to come down very, very hard. So ask the Gemara that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Chacham were more machmir by Dinim D'Rabbanan than they are by Dinei Torah. Hare Peros, what about the Takana of the peros nichse melug, that the husband gets to eat the peros? So that's derabanan, that's only a din derabanan. The lo avdu derabanan chizik, and the rabanan didn't make a chizik to the din of peros nichse melug to treat it it was so seriously that you can't have a mechila. Ditanan, because we have a mishnah that says that if a husband writes to his wife, dinu dvarim ein li minichsayach, I don't want anything to do with your nechasim, he's mochel the takana that the chamar masakin for him, he still eats the peros. And if he says din dvarim ein mainly bin uksayich ube perusayan. So according to the Chamis, Tanai is valid and he doesn't eat the perus bechayeha. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer li olam uochel peyre perus. If he says dinu dvarim mainly bin uksayich ube perusayan, he still eats the perus from her nechasim because. If the woman didn't eat the peros and they bought karka, that would belong to the woman and he'd eat the peros from that karka. That's what the peros are. So it's the peros of the original nechasim, because the peros of the original nechasim bought that karka and this karka is producing peros. So ad shiichtovla, dinu dvarim enli bin chsayich perosayin ad olam. That he has to write very clearly, none of the peros or any of the peros that are ever going to come from this, only then is he really misalik himself. The and we understand my kosev. You know when it says kosev that dinu dvarim, it means that dinu dvarim mainly, etc. It's omer. He doesn't actually have to write it down. He doesn't have to write the tanai in the shtar. Even if he says dinu dvarim, the tanai is going to be chal. Ooh, so he's making a verbal tanai on a dindra banan of peros, and we see that the tanai is going to be chal. I thought the rabbanon were also chizik l'divrei miyosa mishal Torah, and then we don't take a verbal tanai into account when it comes to a dindra banan. So don't you see from here that the Chum do not make a chizik l'divrayim yosa mishal Torah? So as the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Abaye explains the difference between different types of dinim drabanan. Lekol yesh ksuba. Anyone who gets married has a ksuba. So ksuba is a very, very common thing to happen. It's a very popular document. Velo lekol yesh peros. Not everyone has peros nechse melug, meaning it's not so common that most women don't have such nechasim that she brings into the marriage. So milsa de of the Rabban Chizik. When it comes to the Ksuba, which is something that's very common, the Rabban made a Chizik Yosef Mishal Torah and said that if she's verbally mochel, it's the Mechila's battle until she writes it in the Shover. But Milsa Zalosh Chicha, something that's not so common like Takaras Peros, lo of the Rabban Chizik, the Rabban do not make a Chizik Yosef Mishal Torah. And if the husband decides that he's not interested in the Peros, even by Amir Rabbi Alma, you could just say it and that's a valid tonight. To walk away from the peros, just like on a din d'oraisa, it would be valid. So, frankly, Gemara, hare chamarim, but what about the case of chamarim? That seems to be a fairly dishkichi, that's a fairly common case. Velo avdu rabbanon chizik, and the rabbanon didn't make a chizik yoser mishal Torah, they treated it pretty lightly. What's the case of chamarim? So we're about to see. It's not. The Mishnah talks about the following thing. You have grain that is sold by Amei Aretz, who schlep around grain from one town to the next town, and we don't know if they were mafra shumas and maisos kedin or not. Generally speaking, we have a din called demai, that when you buy stuff from an Amaretz, Rov Amei Aretz Ma'asr and Hay, most of them take Ma'asr, but you don't know for sure, and therefore the Rabbanim were Masakin, you always have to take Ma'asr again. So the Mishnah tells us the following. Let's say Hachamarin, you have two people who are both selling the same type of grain, they're both Amei Aretz, they're going from one town to another town, Shenichlus Ul'ir, and two of them come into the town at the same time. V'amar Echaman, and one of those Hachamarim says, tells you about the relative quality of what he's selling and what his friend is selling, and he says, Shali Chadash, my grain is new grain, which means it hasn't dried out properly, and you want grain to be very dry so that you could, when you grind it, you're not going to have too much moisture. It's going to be flour. It's going to be very soft and perfect flour. But my grain hasn't dried out properly. It's still new grain. Vishal chaveri yashar. Oh, but my friend, he's got really good stuff. Shali einu masukan. You know, I'm an Amaretz. I didn't take any maestros from my produce. But vishal chaveri masukan. The other guy, he's got stuff that's already masukan. So the Chum said, even though that Am Aretz is Mishabech, the other guy's things, aside from being made on the Tavua, so still ain't that manim. We don't believe these Chamarim because they're Am Aretz, the Torah doesn't believe them that their Peros are Masukan. So even though he's saying other things about the Peros other than the fact that they're Masukan, he's also saying that it's higher quality. He's saying that it's Yashan as opposed to Chadash. We assume this means not Halachic Yashan as opposed to Chadash. We're assuming that he's talking about the quality of the grain. So even though he's talking up the other guy's quality as well, so you think it sounds like he's telling the truth, we don't believe him about the Chumas HaMaisos because we're Choshish Legomlim, that maybe the reason he's talking about how high quality the other guy's stuff is, maybe they have a deal between them that each one is going to drum up business for the other guy when they go to a new town. Because if they just go to town and they each try to sell, so some people will buy, some people won't buy. But if one of them is talking about how how great the competition is, everyone's going to say, oh, this must be a metzia, that this competition is, so they're going to run to buy. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ne'amanim, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, he says that the Chamorim are believed. But wait, we said, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that by a Dovra, Shchiach, the Chamor Asu, Chizik L'Devrayim, and in this Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, even by a Dovra, Shchiach, the Cham do not make the Chizik L'Devrayim to be Choshesh, that maybe he's being made on his friend's payros, and it's not true. So, and that they're just being gomlim each other. So why not make a chizik l'dvarim and be extra machmir over here? So Amar Abaye vaday d'dvarim of Rabban Chizik. Safik d'dvarim of Rabban Chizik. A takanus chacham that relates to a din vaday, like the takana of peros that the chacham wanted the husband to have, where there are no sveikos involved. The chacham were masakin that this is what should be. So for such din, Rabban made a chizik. But that which the chacham were masakin only mishum safik, like by demai, where it's a minority possibility that maybe they didn't take Chumas and Maestros, that Rabbanan didn't make a chizik for their takana. Rava Amar v'demai hikilu, that they were more makel by demai than they are on other takanos, because it's not even a suffix, meaning it's really a rova me'aretz ma'asr name. So Abaye's answer was that the reason we're makel on demai is because it's all based on the suffix. Rava's answer is it's better than a suffix, it's a rove that they did take Maestros, so therefore you're allowed to believe them. The Chum don't have to make a chizik l'dvrayim on a din of demai. Now the Mishnah said, Rameir Amar Kala Poches. Rameir said that anyone was Poches of Basulim Mimasayim and Almana Mimana, it's a Bilas Nus. So it says the Gemara from the Lashon Kala Poches that it's a Bilas Nus, and he doesn't say Kol Basula that doesn't have Masayim and Almana that doesn't have Mana is a Bilas Nus. So it sounds like Afilu B'tana'ah, that even if they make a tonight to be poches from the ksuba, it's going to be batal, and the entire ksuba, she's going to receive the entire ksuba, and the bia is still going to be a bias nus. So alma k'savar tana'ah batal. So it sounds like Rameir holds we throw the book at this guy. His tonight is batal. The isla, she's entitled to the full ksuba. And once he said to her that you're only getting 100, she's really still going to get 200. Below some chadaita, she's not going to have full smichas das about this whole relationship, and then havila bilas bilas nus, and therefore on a certain level this bia is considered like a bilas nus. So he thought he was helping himself by making such a tenai that he's only going to have to pay 100. He's only hurting himself. He still has to pay the full 200, and his bia is a bias nus. So frankly, marva shemini le rameir domer kol masa mashkos b'torah tenau batel habidrabanan tenau kayim. Didn't Rameir say that only when you masa mashkos b'torah tenau batel, but if you make a tenai on a din drabanan tenau kayim? Says Mar, yeah, because Rameir ksuba Doraisa. Rameir holds Ksuba's Doraisa, and therefore, Masa Mashkas B'Torah to no batal. Tosus points out, yeah, but Rameir says it over here about Ksuba's Almana also, and no one holds Ksuba's Almana is Doraisa. We mean the Iker Takanas Ksuba's Doraisa. So we're dealing with something that the Iker is a Din Doraisa. So Tanya, Rameir Omer, so now we have a Braisa that elaborates on all of the Shitos about trying to make Ksuba less than Masayim. So Rameir says, Kalapok Ksuba Masayim Almana Mimana, Harezu Bilasnos. Whenever you are poking from the 200, 100 amount, it's going to be a bilas nus, because Rameir holds that you're not allowed to minimize the amounts that were designated for a ksuba, even if the woman is mochel. And if you do that, it's kilu your bol bilas nus. Rabbi Yossi Omer Rashai, that Rabbi Yossi says you're allowed to be poches from the amount that's supposed to be in the ksuba, and even if you're masnim bal peh to be poches the ksuba, it's a valid tenai because it's not a bitl of takanas ksuba. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Ratsa kosev lebesula shtar shel masayim v'koseves lo hiskabalti machmana ulal mana mana v'koseves lo hiskabalti machamishim zuz. Rabbi Yehuda says there's a way to do it, but it has to be in writing. So you have Rabbi Meir saying that there's no way to do it. It's bilas nus. You have Rabbi Yossi saying sure, even just say it. Just say that you're only going to be mechayv yourself in 100. And Rabbi Yehuda saying you could do it, but it's got to be in writing. So for some Rabbi Yossi Rashi, does Rabbi Yossi really hold you could just do it? You could just say that you're going to pay less. Or Rimini, Enos and Ksubas Isha, Mitaltlin. Doesn't Rabbi Yossi say that you're not allowed to designate Mitaltlin to pay Ksubas Isha, Mipnei Tikkun Olam, because Mitaltlin could get lost or could lose their value, and it's a chashash for Tikkun Olam that women won't want to get married because they're not going to have Smichas Das on the Mitaltlin. V'am Rabbi Yossi, V'chumat Tikkun Olam Yesh Pazur, and Rabbi Yossi says about the Tanakama, what kind of Tikkun Olam are you doing? V'aloein Ktsubin, but the value of the Mitaltlin is not set in place forever. Sometimes sometimes it goes up in value, sometimes it goes down. Upochsin, and since sometimes it goes down in value, it's not going to be good. So Tanakama Nami Enosim Kamar. What's Rabbi Yossi criticizing? Tanakama also said, don't use metalton for the ksuba. So Rabbi Yossi saying, I don't like this idea of using metalton for the ksuba. Good. Tanakama also didn't like it. Now Elav Hachi Kamar. This is what the Tanakama meant to say. Bamed Varmamur Mishlo Kibul Elav Achrayus. That's only if the husband was not mekabel achrayus on the metalton that he's designated for the ksuba. Avul Kibul Elav Achrayus. But if he was mekabel achrayus on it, Osin, then you could be miyakin metalton. Tanakama holds that we're choshish for tikkun olam only for some sort of achrayus of an onus, but not for change in value of the money. And therefore he says, if the husband is mekabel achrayus, that if any onus happens to his metalton, that he'll take care of it, then that's fine. Vas Rabbi Yosef meimer ki kibul of achrayus on my osin. What is kabel achrayus going to help you? Valo ein ktsuvin upochsin. It's not a set value. It's going to go down in money in value. So Rabbi Yosef holds that we're not miyachim metalton for the ksuba, even if he's mekabel achrayus. But if he's mekabel achrayus, that includes the possibility of a decrease in value, then he can be miyachid metalton. So hashto ma hasam, when he's miyachid metalton to dilma paksi chayish Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi is choshish for a devaluation of the ksuba. Hacha devadek hapachsa lo kol shkein. Over here, he's dafka allowing you to devalue the ksuba. So hachi hashta hasam lo yada detachel. Over there, she thinks she's getting the full ksuba amount, and she's going to find out that the metalton went down in value. Hacha yada v'kamachla. But over here, she knows exactly what the deal is. She knows that going in that they're trying to work out a deal where the ksuba is going to be pachas mimasayim, and she's mochel. And that, Rabbi Yossi holds, you're allowed to do. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up from there tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful day. Oh, yeah.